Zach Browning here, Kevin Vera as well. It's 14-2 Hoosiers as we get set for the top of the sixth inning here from Victory Field. Indianapolis, Indiana, the site for this Wednesday midweek mash between Indiana and Ball State. The Hoosiers jumping all over the Cardinals in the top of the fifth. The ninth spot has us where we are now. It's 14-2 Indiana as TJ Skyler watches a first pitch strike from Zach Kwanzi, who's back out after finishing off the fifth inning for the Cardinals. 0-1 pitch from Kwanzi to Skyler, misses inside. It's ball number one.
Skyler only had one plate appearance in that long fifth inning. Was about to have his second before the inning ended, but a double back in the fifth.
1-1 pitch. Fouled off into the seats. A souvenir for somebody here at Victory Field tonight. Skyler's down one ball and two strikes. Skyler working on a 1-for-2 day. He had a 2-RBI double his last time up back in the fifth. He's now hitting for a third consecutive inning. 1-2 pitch inside part of the strike zone. A called strike number three. It's a backwards K for Kwanzi to begin at the top of the sixth. Pinch hitter now up for Indiana. It was Will Moore's spot in the order at the top of the order, but it will now be Jason Oliver to pinch hit for the Hoosiers. The Almont, Michigan native, a sophomore for the Hoosiers, was an all-Big Ten freshman selection a season ago, but has seen his playing time shrink this season.
Oliver did have two home runs last week, one against Maryland in the weekend series, and then one against Indiana State on their Tuesday matchup 8 days ago.
He's been good as of late when he's gotten his chance, but he struggled to start the year. A 176 average, now his 25th appearance of the season. He's fallen out of favor in the Indiana infield. Watches a called strike there from Kwanzi. The count now one ball and one strike. Nobody on, one down here in the top of the sixth. 14-2 Indiana over Ball State. It's been difficult for Oliver to try and find his way back into the lineup with the production of Cerny at second and Moore at third. Oliver not really comfortable, says Jeff Mercer, at shortstop. So really his only path to playing time is over a freshman who's now hitting at the top of the order and Will Moore in a junior second baseman who is an all-league type of player. It's a 1-2 count to Oliver. The 1-2 pitch home. It misses outside. It's ball two. Can't understate, though, Kevin. Oliver was very important for this Indiana team a season ago during Indiana's run to the Knoxville Regional. 2-2 pitch. That one's just inside. Tough take with two strikes there from Oliver. He took it nonetheless, though.
He was just an on-base machine for Indiana last year. Just seemed any time he was up at the batter's box, he was finding ways to get on base, whether that was a base hit, walks, whatever it may be.
3-2 pitch to Oliver. He gets on base here. It's a walk, a one-out walk at that. Here in the top of the sixth, as Indiana will send Devin Taylor now to the plate as Jason Oliver jogs down to first base. Taylor has a pair of doubles this afternoon. One in the fourth, one in the fifth. He has three RBIs to his name, continuing what was a sweltering hot weekend in which Devin Taylor became Indiana's all-time home run leader on Saturday. First pitch to him is in the dirt. Good block by Shaner, who of course pinch hit for Kalk back in the bottom of the fifth. Taylor ahead 1-0. It was interesting. We were talking, Kevin, with Jeff Mercer after the game on Sunday, after Indiana pulled out the series win 2-1. We were talking with Mercer as Taylor fouls off the 1-0 pitch. That's right towards our direction. It's not going to be playable for us or any of the Cardinals. It's strike one to Taylor. But as I was saying, Kevin, we were talking with Jeff Mercer after the game, and he said, yes, fantastic weekend on the field for Taylor. The home run record. He reached base six times on Sunday against Maryland, first Indiana player to do that ever. But it wasn't necessarily what it did on the field that was the most impactful this weekend, because there was a moment in around the fifth inning of Sunday's game, Indiana held a slim advantage, where Jeff Mercer called out everybody in the dugout, including his head coach, called out their body language, called out the energy in the dugout, and said, let's get things going as Taylor swings and misses. It's now 1-2. Jeff Mercer said that moment of Taylor being a leader was a huge, huge moment for him. The Hoosiers and Jeff Mercer have been trying to get him to come out of his shell a little bit. Taylor more of a lead by example than lead by word of mouth type of guy. So that moment for Taylor stepping up, calling out not only his head coach for his poor body language, which Jeff Mercer said he loved, but calling out his team. And of course, that sparked Indiana's run rule victory on Sunday over Maryland. 1-2 pitch now to Taylor. He takes low, two balls and two strikes. He's 2-for-4 today, three RBIs.
And it takes some guts to do that, really. You know, no matter what type of player it is, I mean, to have that strong of a voice in a clubhouse and be able to call out directly your teammates and your coach, you know, it takes a certain type of player to do that.
2-2 pitch, hammered foul, not playable for anybody. It lands up in the second deck here at Victory Field down the left field line. And of course, going back to that story, it's a little bit easier for Taylor to call out his head coach because he's known him since he was 13 years old. Taylor and Mercer's relationship goes way back. Kwanzy's set, the 2-2 pitch misses low. It's now 3-2. I remember talking before the season even started with Taylor and with Mercer, detailing their relationship. They said they often talked about everything but baseball. Remember one story that stuck out? Taylor hit a half-court buzzer beater in high school at LaSalle and called Mercer immediately after the game to tell him about it. That was before Taylor had even committed to Indiana, as he sends a fly ball out to left center field. Ranging back is Balias at the warning track. He slides and makes an excellent grab for out number two. A spectacular play by the Ball State center fielder to take away what would have been extra bases and perhaps another RBI for Taylor. Instead, it's out number two here in the top of the sixth.
That ball was hit to the deepest part of the field here at Victory Field in left center. Hit definitely around the 400 mark. For a second, I thought it was going to get out of here, but then it died right on the track. But Valius, like you mentioned, a great effort. He covered a lot of ground to go after that catch.
Brings up Corbin Dickerson, who takes a first pitch outside the zone from Kwanzy. Kwanzy's come in and done what so many Ball State pitchers before him couldn't. The Cardinals went through five pitchers in that top of the fifth inning as Kwanzy checks on Jason Oliver at first, who's back in safely. It's a 1-0 count at the plate to Dickerson, who is 2-for-4 himself today. Just one RBI for Indiana's RBI leader as he takes low. It's ball two. Dickerson has, of course, been a revelation for Indiana this season. After transferring over this offseason from Louisville, he takes outside. It's ball three. A Jeffersonville, Indiana native, grew up right on the border of Indiana and Kentucky. He actually went to school in Kentucky at Trinity. Redshirt sophomore appeared in just 21 contests over two seasons at Louisville as he swings away at a 2-0 pitch, lofts it to deep center field. It will send Balias back to the track. He won't have to back up anymore, though, as he makes the grab. He squeezes it for out number three in the top of the sixth. It will send us to the last of the sixth. Indiana still on top, 14-2 over Ball State here at Victory Field on WIUX Sports.